Sidious noted that the Celestine wasn't the only one getting to his feet. Under low-voiced orders from the waiters, patrons were calling for their checks and exiting. In moments, he would be the shimmer silk's sole customer. As he swung slightly in his chair to stare into the corner of the room, a scenario began to emerge in his imaginings. The Celestine, STP's link to Malastare, Sante security agents, even the Doug bartender. Their issues were not with him, but with Damask Holdings. He wasn't being set up for an eventual allegation of corruption. A far more sinister deception was unfolding, and his interest was immediately renewed. His first thought was that they had attempted to drug him. His investigations into Sith sorcery had taught him how to nullify the effects of many common poisons and venoms, a practice he had performed routinely before he'd even seated himself at the table. Perhaps then they were waiting for him to slump forward and lapse into unconsciousness or froth at the mouth and be shaken by spasms. Just when he was thinking that it was his acting ability that was going to be put to the test, two of the waiters converged on him, now showing their discreet but powerful weapons.
"Someone wants a word with you, Senator," the taller of the pair said.
"Here?" Sidious said in apparent confusion. The other one motioned to a door.
"Through there."
Sidious masked his smile. The shimmer silk had a back room. He stood clumsily, leaning deliberately toward one of the security men, gauging his body temperature, heart rate, and respiration.
"I'm slightly intoxicated. I may have to count on you for support."
The man made a sound of exasperation, but allowed Sidious to place one arm on his shoulder.
"How effortless it would be," he thought,
as the dark began to rise in him, searing and hungry, yearning to assume control of his body and unleash itself.
"To break the necks of both of them, to tear their beating hearts from their chests, to hurl and plaster them against the walls, to bring the entire sour-smelling place down on their heads."
But he didn't. He needed to meet his abductor. He needed to learn the names of all those responsible. He needed to prove to his master that he was adroit and capable, a true Sith Lord. The back room had a second door that opened into a dark corridor leading to an ancient turbolift. Shoved forward by the guards, Sidious calculated the distance they had come from the shimmer silk to the turbolift. He fell silent as they began to rise and devoted his attention to calculating the rate of climb. He estimated that they had risen 50 levels when the turbolift came to a halt, depositing them in a corridor as aged as the first, though wider, tiled, and illuminated by wall sconces. Perhaps a maintenance corridor for the monads above, though still far below what would constitute the deepest of the sub-basements. The Sante security men guided him north across a stretch of stained permacrete floor to an intersection where a four-being speeder was idling, a heavily armed Rodian seated at the controls.
"This one isn't Sante," Sidious told himself. "A freelance mercenary or assassin.